So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome, it's Friday, Mindset and Hustle Show. My name's Dan Latto, calling from Spain. Hope you're well, probably in lockdown if you are. I hope you're safe. Just speaking to one of my electricians and the poor soul's got COVID and his missus has got it as well. It's not in a good state. So I hope you guys are all staying safe. I hope you're masking up, you're all hand gelling and you're socially distant and so on. Let's talk today about remote teams. Even more relevant in today's economy. Everyone's having to work from home. We are all literally a remote team. I am remote from everybody else. You are remote from me. I saw somebody else post on Facebook today to say how they were desperate to speak on stage once more. And I was desperate to be in the audience once more as well, just being able to like high five someone and, you know, speak to people. It's just bizarre. But if you're running a business, you are more than likely going to have some members of that team that are separated from you physically because you're not in the same office. Now, I've actually been working like this for the last 10 years anyway. I've not had a job for 15 years. I've got a digital marketing team. We are all around the world. We've got a number of businesses that are in the construction sector. We had one of our phone calls last night on Zoom. And of course, Zoom is now just the standard go-between for communication, isn't it, to some extent? So we're getting more used to that. But how do you actually manage, and not just manage, but lead a team that is nowhere to be seen? They are hiding behind WhatsApp or email, or, you know, what can you do to improve this? So I've got a couple of things I'm going to run through in this session. If you've got any comments, just stick them in the box down below. I'm happy to answer any questions if you ask them, of course. So let's pull up some of the stuff. So let's talk about some of the tools that we're going to use. So obviously, one of the tools that everybody's been using is Zoom. And it doesn't have to be Zoom, but, you know, various flavors. It can be Skype. It can even be WhatsApp. It can be Facebook Messenger. Whatever it needs to be. We've done family Zoom calls, by the way, you know, 18 people all in different windows. Oh, my goodness me. They're just painful. So you need some kind of etiquette as to what you want doing. And in fact, one of the videos that I watched was a guy that pre-recorded Zoom videos and he wanted to go into meetings and not be on camera, but just have pre-recorded. It was a really interesting video. I'll try and pull it up for you. To kind of pull the wool over his colleague's eyes, and then afterwards he explained what he was doing. But I thought it was quite funny. But obviously, Zoom, you've got to find a way of making that work for you. And that's one level of communication. But if you're just planning Zoom calls all day long, you're not going to get any actual work done. So one of the other things that you can do is a little bit of software that we use in-house. We use a bit of software called Teamwork. It's project management software, but Asana will also do the same. And there are a lot, you know, there's lots out there that you can pick from. So for us, we use Teamwork because of a couple of things. One is task management. So like I say, we've got internal team members all around the world, in lots of different countries, Bosnia, India, Thailand, Ireland, the UK, here in Spain. These are all people who work within my organization. And so we got to keep track of, one, what do we want those people to be doing? Two, have they done what we asked them to do? And three, can we review what they've done? So it's like a three-step process for actually getting stuff done. So we need to be able to task each member of the team with what jobs need to be done. So for example, we've got video editors, we've got image editors, we've got content coordinators, we've got copywriters, we've got website designers. We've got a quickly growing team, but each person needs to be tasked, and then the content coordinator brings it all together, and we use Teamwork for that. And again, you can use Asana. But if you've got, you know, team members in all sorts of different places, you need to be able to get a top-down view of what that's going to look like. And it's almost like building a jigsaw puzzle. And each team member and each task is a piece of the puzzle, and your job is to see the whole picture and know who is the best person to do which task and task them with that task, and then get it done, and then they come back to you, and then you can review what they've done, and then it can go on to the next stage. So for us, using project management has worked really, really well. Now, as well as creating tasks, because this is how it works, we don't just create a task that says, okay, Mr. Video Editor, create four videos. This is the text. This is what I want it to sound like. This is the music. These are the videos, footage that we want you to use, because they might have questions and things. And so rather than then having to set up yet another Zoom call, because let's face it, I think we're all kind of zoomed out a little bit right now with video calls and so on. So instead of having to do that all the time, we use chat software. Look, everybody's used to WhatsApps on your mobile phone. Everyone's used to Facebook Messenger. In the olden days, it used to be text messages. Do you remember the old phones? I haven't got one on my desk, but you had to press, you know, if you wanted a letter T, you had to press T like twice, was it, to get to the T. Do you remember those days? So we're used to communicating via messaging, okay? And so there are messaging apps out there that you can use, but just aren't on your phone, but sit on your desktop or your laptop. And so one of those that we use is Google Hangouts or Google Chats, just changed recently. That works very well for us. One of the other ones that you could use is Slack. So Slack is pretty good as well. For us, it's far too expensive because we bring our clients on, we have our internal team on, and it's, $6 or $7 per client. And a client might have four or five team members that also want to be in on it as well. And so it just, you know, our Slack bill would be like, you know, in the thousands every month. It's just ridiculous. So we don't use that. We prefer to use three tools like Google Hangouts, which works really, really well. And don't forget, of course, I'm a tight northerner. There's a saying from Ferris Bueller, if you put a lump of coal up his ass, in 2 weeks he'd have a diamond, because he's that tight. So that's me. I don't like spending money where we don't have to spend it, and other tools out there. But so you've got two sides here, three sides actually. You've got your task management, which is a top-down overall view of what the task actually is. You've got Zoom, which is really used for an overall which direction are we going in, keeping in touch, motivating people. And then the third part is actual chat messaging of some kind, so that you can just share, you know, hey, Dan, I've sent you the images. Great, let me have a look. Yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks a lot. Or actually, can you change the headline and change the wording or change the colour or put it in bold or whatever it happens to be? Okay, so we can do that without having to continually jump onto Zoom calls and so on. And so that works very well for us. And then the only other thing I wanted to say on this, two other things, actually. One is that we either set up a monthly call or a weekly call. Weekly is better. Like if you've seen Wolf of Wall Street, you'll know that, you know, what's he called? Who's a Wolf of Wall Street? Not Leonardo, the actual guy. Jordan Belfort is on stage for half an hour twice a day, and he warms up them up so they can hit the phones. As a leader, as a business owner, as a manager, as a director, your job is to lead the team. And sometimes that means that you've got to get on in front of people and have a group call. And it's not a group call where people can say what they think, because it's got nothing to do with them. It's a group call for you to be able to show people what the goals of the organization are, what the values are, the level at which we expect people to play at. If people disappear, but you know, we have it too, where, you know, we send a task over and we don't hear anything for a day or two, and it's like Tuesday, it's like, dude, where are you? Like, you're working from home and we have no issue with that, but you can't disappear for 2 days. And so that has to come through from the top down, i.e. the boss, down to everybody and every single member of the team. And you've got to find a way to be able to do that in a way that everybody's on board. And the best way of doing that is usually through a Zoom call. Like, you could put a message in, guys, can you just not disappear for 2 days? But that's really not going to work and probably just winds a few people up. But Zoom, you know, you can put tonality to it, you can put your face to it, and that works a lot better. So you need like a weekly call, or it might be a monthly call. And this is to establish goals. It's to motivate people. It's to get an update. It's to show what, you know, we've got these issues. These are the issues we want to plug this week. So let's fix these. Any suggestions, let us know. Stick it in a Slack channel called suggestions, which you can do. And so that's what we do. Now, one of the things I'm really bad at is that I don't do that often enough. And actually, it depends on who it is that you're actually talking to. So with our team members, honestly, they're all really good anyway. They all get their tasks done. They are very receptive to feedback and improvement and self-improvement. And it's really good. Maybe we've just been lucky on that, or maybe it's the way that we recruit and so on. But we're very upfront and very transparent. And we tell people exactly what we think, and in a nice way, of course. And they respond to that because we're all adults. We're not children. And I think if you begin to treat people like children, you will get children back. That's, you know, from your team members. And so that's how it works. We're all grown ups. We're all adults. We all, you know, we just want a happy life, a bit of extra cash. That's basically it, right? We all want to be loved. We all want to love. We all want to be liked. We all want to be respected. And so we treat all our team members in exactly the same way. And the area in which I see issues is, you know, people do not let other people do that. The only final thing I wanted to say on this is about the type of tasks and the type of people that we have on board. So, for example, we might have we've got a couple of image creation guys. So they strictly just do image creation. We've got video guys. We've got website guys. And when, guys, I use the term female. You know, it's non-gender bias. Female and male, it's just the same thing. So we've also got content coordinators. And so some of these people will have very, very specific tasks, and we don't want them doing anything else. Like, we don't want our image guy doing video or editing the website. It's just not done, okay? Whereas, so they've got very specific tasks that they are tasked to do. Whereas our content coordinators might do a little bit of everything. They might do a little bit of image creation if something just needs touching up. They probably won't touch video stuff. But they do maybe a tiny bit on the website, once the website guys created the overall layout. And so they might write some copy. They might also draw what they want the sales funnels to look like, for example. And so they are like a floating team member. So, for example, one of our video guys, he's completely up to date on all his tasks. In fact, finished some tasks earlier. And I'm like, okay, can you go out? I need some extra topics to talk about during the lives because we're going to ramp that up this year. And so I got him tasked with finding out headlines and titles of potential things to go live about. So like this one, for example, how to lead a remote team is actually his idea. Thank you very much for that, which is really cool. So, you know, he was ahead of the game in terms of getting all his content created. So he had some spare hours. So we tasked him with doing that, which is wonderful. So we do have people who can float from one thing to another, but you should have a mixture of people that can just do one particular task. And then another person who, you know, just mops up anything that we've finished. So one of our content coordinators, for example, is very good at tying up any loose ends in all sorts of different places. And that's what they do. And then you also, so you've got two extremes there. You've got the person who's very, very specific. I mean, you've got the person who's very broad and can do all sorts of different things. And then in the middle, which is usually more content coordinators, again, they have the ability to edit some images and some videos, although we don't want them to. And they've got the ability to mop up everything else, but we don't want them to. So we've got people both on one extreme where it's very specific, just the same task over and over again. Some people on the other extreme where they just mop up all sorts of different things. And then some people in the middle as well. And to build a powerful team, one that, you know, any plates that you're spinning that happen to get dropped, they can pick those up and off you go again. That's a wonderful team that, you know, you should have. And you should also have capacity in your team. So, for example, if we take on 3 more clients this week, we've got capacity in our team right now to be able to do that before we need to go out and recruit some more team members. And that's really how I prefer to do it anyway. It's not as profitable doing it that way, but if you know, if we get a rush of images that need doing, or someone has a bright idea for a marketing campaign, like, you know, we can implement that in a couple of days. It's really very quick. So very useful. Anyway, I hope that is useful for you. We are live again on Monday on the, what are we on Monday? I've forgotten. Let me see if I can see it. What are we on Monday? We're on marketing on Monday. So if you can join me then, that would be awesome. Other than that, have yourselves a great weekend and we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.